with the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen. And please welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's a pretty straightforward question. It's the first time you've had to deal with a regular season or a playoff loss in 9 months. How do you deal with it? It's a different experience.
Well, you could have left the playoff part out of it. This is definitely our first loss of the regular season. I think you have to give Denver a lot of credit. They played very well. We did not play very well. So I think it's important when you go through these types of situations. You'd like to not go through it because obviously the pain of losing is the hardest to deal with in our business. But it does give you the best opportunity to grow and learn from.
Mike, what did you look at as the biggest problem you had in Denver?
Well, I'm big into play style, and that's my biggest frustration, and I take responsibility for it, is, when your team doesn't play as fast as the other team, so I think you have to take a hard look inside, and that's what we've done as a coaching staff. And I'm sure they were prepared for that. I mean, if you just look at the statistics going into the game, our production in the first quarter was the best in the league as far as scoring points and limiting teams of scoring points. I think we gave up 3 points going into the Denver game, and it was something that they had not done very well. So both teams coming off a bye, I thought they really started fast, which I really wasn't as concerned about in the beginning of the game, because when you do get on that type of stage on the road, there's a lot of energy there for the Broncos. I will say, though, there's a ton of Packer fans out there. I don't know if you guys heard them. I mean, there's
go Pack, go at least a couple of times during the game.
I was getting ready to say that.
Sorry.
Did I talk too long? I mean,
No. It's your show. Keep going.
Yeah, is my name still on? Okay, yeah, I'm just chucking. Lose a game, you lose your show. But I just want to thank our fans. I mean, they're especially a point. Yeah, let's go. Now, there was a point there in the third quarter where we were getting, we needed a big third down stand. You thought you were home. It was awesome. It was unfortunately the highlight of the night.
Mike, first two offensive plays, Eddie Lacy carries. And then after that, the running game had its moments. Eddie scored a touchdown, and he had a 15-yard run, but it never seemed like it fully got on track. What did you see that Denver limited you on?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit, like San Diego. And, we've played two games now where, the pattern of the way the game has gone has been similar. So, that's what we have to prepare for as we're going into Carolina. So, the combination of us not converting on third down, staying in favorable down and distance, our explosive gains are down. So, and with that, on the other side of the ball defensively, we're not getting off the field on third down. So, time of possession and really total plays is out of balance the last 2 weeks. And we have to flip that back around like the first 4 weeks.
Mike, it looked like at times the Broncos would go with their base 3-4, and in the back end, rather than two safeties and two corners, they'd have three corners and a safety. Was that any kind of unique challenge for you?
Well, I think it's a clear message of how, they felt that they could match up against us. They were going to keep their front intact and keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. I mean, that's really the whole design of the 3-4, but they really played the under version of it. And then they felt that they could match up with our perimeter players by going three corners.
Mike, it's obviously more about the points, but now it's back-to-back games for the defense, allowing around 500 yards. Is that a cause for concern? Are there things that you're looking at there?
Well, those are two games. I mean, like I've already stated, there's a pattern the last 2 weeks that we have to take a hard look at, and it's all part of your preparation, and we'll definitely learn from this past experience.
We got to talk a little bit about one of the positives, I thought, was once again Dayton Jones seemingly coming out, making some plays, putting pressure. I mean, he's had a nice stretch of at least 3-4 games where he's done some exciting things.
Yeah, Dayton's done some very consistent things, and that's the type of thing you look at and maybe trying to give him some more opportunities, move him around a little bit. So, I thought he definitely factored some in the game.
Mike, last week you mentioned you wanted to have more plays, run, pass, whatever, more offensive plays. Didn't happen in Denver. How do you go about manufacturing more offense? Is that a third down issue? Or
really what? Get back to basics. I think you really got to focus on who you really are. And that might just sound, you know, some coaching cliche, but it's the fact of the matter. And it's both individually, by unit, offense, defense, and special teams. And that'll carry it over. There's nothing to panic over. We know we have good plays. We got good players. We just got to get back into a rhythm. You know, offensively, we didn't get into a rhythm against Denver. And, you know, defensively, we never broke Denver's rhythm. So, you know, and that's the game of football.
Next up, our special guest. He is Chris Banjo. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers safety and special teams ace, Chris Banjo. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Chris, the Denver game, kind of a stinker. Have you ever figured out in your athletic career while those things happen? Because they do happen, but it was kind of a stinker, wasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, every time you step between the lines, you want to come out with a victory. But, you know, games like that sometimes can be beneficial. You know, this is a humbling sport that we're playing, and, you know, we just have to get back to the drawing board and try to learn from it and, you know, take everything we can into next week.
Chris, I got to ask you this because you see the big picture. It was a second straight game where 500 or more yards were gained against your defense. Is that cause for concern? Does that send up any alarms or bells and whistles, that kind of thing?
At this point, I don't think so. I mean, yeah, we've had – you know, yards or whatnot. But ultimately, the biggest thing we're trying to do is win. I mean, in the previous week, I mean, not to go back in the past, but we played against San Diego. They had as many, I'm not exactly sure how many yards they had. They had a lot, but, you know, we only gave up, 20 points, I believe?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that was a winning effort on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, this is an offensive league, and, you know, teams are going to throw for a lot of yards, going to run for a lot of yards. I mean, as you can see around the whole league, I mean, Drew Brees threw for, what, 7 touchdowns? So, I mean, this is an offensive league. Things like that are going to happen. But obviously, you know, as a defensive unit, you want to do everything you possibly can to slow these offenses down.
Chris, one unit that played well in Denver was the special teams. And you're a big part of that. You recorded during that game your 11th solo tackle of the season, which is a career high. So things are going pretty well for Chris Banjo.
I wouldn't even think about that, to be honest. I'm doing as much as I possibly can to help our coverage units, you know, be the best we can possibly be, and just trying to improve week to week. You told me that was my 11th tackle. I didn't even realize how many tackles I had. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not, you know, really who gets the stat, you know, especially on the coverage units. We're just trying to do our best, you know, to flip field position. You know, this game, it's real tough. So any, you know, positive advantage you can get in terms of field position is a good thing.
Chris, back in my day, we had a saying that said, kickoff coverage makes cowards of us all. Is there a certain element of courage in excelling at special teams?
I think so. If you look at it offensively and defensively, teams usually stick to, you know, typically what they do. Special teams, even though everybody, you know, still has their identity, things can change, you know, with a snap. So, you know, you don't know what to expect sometimes. So you just have to do your best preparing during the week, you know, have an idea of what's going on. But once that ball's kicked off, you know, you have to be out there running like a madman, not knowing sometimes who's going to block you or how many people are going to block you or what it may be. So, you know, it definitely takes a lot of courage to be on special teams and play 100%.
With your performance, which equals leadership in the NFL, you're a special teams leader. How do you look at that role? By example, do you say much?
I typically try to go by example. I mean, to be honest, I think the reason I'm able to do that here is because we have a great group of guys, you know, in our locker room that, you know, they do a great job in preparing themselves and getting the job done. So there's not much that needs to be said. Everybody understands, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to go after.
Now, Chris, so far in your career, when it's time to play safety, generally speaking, it's in kind of an emergency situation. Somebody got hurt. In that type of situation, how do you always stay prepared? Because you are one of those guys that always know what he's supposed to do, and he's going to do his darndest to do it.
It's just like special teams. I mean, the thing about me is I see myself as a true competitor, and I just love to compete, you know, special teams or defensively. So whenever my opportunity comes on defense, I just do my best to go out there and compete. I mean, I stay on top of everything I need to, just like special teams. I prepare myself like I am a starter on defense, and I just try to approach the game as a true professional and, try to make the most of everything.
All right, coming up, we'll hit the telestrator with Chris Stanzo. Stay with us, please.
A low snap, boots forward, gets this kick away at Boomer. Tearing straight on, though, to Sanders. Makes the catch at the 21, cutting left outside the hash marks. Hemmed into the 25, brought down to the 27-yard line. Chris Banjo, who's ever present. Banjo, leading special teams in tackles.
Welcome back, and we are back with Chris Banjo, and we are going to talk special teams. Chris, we've queued up a punting situation, and here you are right there. Now, back in the olden days, they called that the fullback. Do they still call it the fullback?
Fullback is a word you can use, or personal protector. You know, either or. It doesn't really matter.
All right. Now, your job responsibility, we're going to notice right here, you're doing all kinds of signaling. What are you telling people with this?
To be honest, sometimes I like to throw the guys off on the other side. I mean, if you see A-Rod, as a quarterback on offense, you know, he'll always do all types of signals, whether he's talking to the receivers or whatnot. But also, you know, he may do some things to throw the guys off on defense. But, and I know punt is not as complex as offense is, obviously. But, you want to do everything you possibly can to get guys out faster, you know, in on the coverage play to, try to have an effective play. So sometimes I'll do something like that to throw guys off, you know, make them, you know, think something may be coming at them, or, you know, just try to get them thinking a little bit. And if you can get them thinking about what you're trying to do, then I feel like, you know, that's an advantage that you have. But also, you know, right there when I'm tapping my chest, you know, just confirming that everybody's on the same page and, you know, what we have called, it's that's what we're going to do. So, just trying to make everything clean for, you know, us on the protection side, and then just going.
Okay, now the next thing I notice is that you kind of wave, Dimitri Goodson's way up here, and you kind of wave him down into the action. Does he wait for that signal, I take it?
Yeah, that's something he waits for, yeah.
And then he's near the sideline. Here he comes. And now we're about ready to snap the ball, and we'll switch angles. And here you are right here. And your responsibility now is to be that personal protector. How does it work? Do you guys use a count system as far as who you got?
Yeah, most punt teams generally do. They use a count system, you know, from outside in. And this one's a little bit different, per se, because this was their defensive personnel on the field, so they were more so in a safe look. So, the count is still the same, but in terms of what my responsibility is going to be a little bit different, just because I know these two interior guys are really going to be taken care of. So, but at the same time, me still protecting, I'm still there just making sure nobody got through, you know, too fast or anything like that.
Okay, let's roll it forward, and we're going to see you making sure nobody got through. And then at this point, stop it right there. Does it become just a foot race?
Pretty much, because if you could take it back a little bit, we're punting to the right. So ideally, I would want to release to the right, but I'm very confident in my speed, so I just try to take the fastest release available usually, and I just try to get back to where I know the ball is going to be.
So at this point, when do you start looking for the ball, or does this guy tell you everything about where the ball is?
No, he definitely tells me everything I need to know. The gunners are probably our guys who are, you know, in certain situations may or may not look for the ball, and I can too, just depending on the situation. But seeing where we're putting from, I know he's going to be the one that's telling me what's going on.
Oh, take us through the crux of the matter here. Dimitri, kind of get some change in directions right mm-hmm. there, and here you are breaking down right there, huh?
Yes, sir. Just trying to use your teammates pretty much. I mean, you want everybody to stay in their lanes and, you know, come to balance. And, you know, Dimitri does a great job in making him change direction. You know, the worst thing you want is a punt returner getting north and south on you, you know, ASAP. So, you know, he makes him stop his feet. And as you can see, everybody's, you know, getting to the ball. So even if I wasn't there, there are about three or four other shirts there. So
Chris Banjo, 11th special teams tackle. Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us.
No problem.
We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a minute.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask for your opinion on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show, for the player of the game. And this week, Mike, a lot of people talking about Mason Crosby, the 56-yard field goal and then booming touchbacks on kickoffs in that thin air. But he's been doing a great job all year.
Oh, I think Mason's, you know, he's been to the Pro Bowl. I think he's clearly making a statement, you know, to be the, you know, best kicker in the National Football League. I mean, he's the ultimate pro, and I mean, he's just crushing the football right now. He's having a great year.
Mike, how about your entire special teams effort? That seemed to be pretty strong in Denver.
Clearly the positive of our team performance. I thought our coverage units performed very well. You know, we had, you know, just the one coverage after the safety wasn't quite what we were looking for, but, you know, we covered it very well. Didn't really have, you know, return opportunities. I had the one decision we'd like to have back, but yes, I thought special teams played well.
And to kind of follow up on Larry's question, it seemed like Tim Mastey did a very nice job booming the ball and also pinning the returner.
Definitely, not only, you know, hitting it, but the directional punting was excellent. So yeah, Tim's on a very good roll right now.
Our guest tonight, Chris Banjo. He seems like a real good guy to have on your football team, and he's a special team zealot, and just a good guy to have on your team, huh?
Great guy, great locker room, you know, teammate and everything. Very smart, you know, and just plays with, you know, just such a high level of passion and so forth. And Chris has really probably been our most productive special teams player to date.
Another younger guy that we haven't talked about on the show, Mike, is Aaron Ripkowski, who's been a factor on special teams, but also from the line of scrimmage now, a couple of plays at fullback as well. What do you say
about him? Yes, I got in there for a few plays, and, you know, he's an excellent lead blocker and got to play out in space some, too, in an empty formation. So, yeah, he definitely got a few reps.
As we start looking ahead, Mike, you have a track record of bouncing back real well. Haven't had a lot of disappointing games, but you've always bounced back well. What's the secret to that?
You know, you and I talked about this earlier. I was hoping you wouldn't ask me on the show because last week you asked me what the secret was of winning all these games after the bye. And we see all that, you know, we all know how that went. But so I'm not going to answer you.
All right. So next up, we have one more segment to go. We'll see if these guys talk to each other. It's the Carolina game. We'll talk about that on the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2015 regular season. Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men, 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, the schedule just doesn't get any easier. Carolina undefeated. And I know guys in the locker room have talked about, hey, you know, NFC playoff positioning, things like that. How do you approach this game? Because it is a relatively big game.
Well, it's the most important game because it's the next game. And it's a game that will have NFC importance. I mean, it's a fact of the matter. We have an opportunity to play Carolina the last couple of years. But last year they were going through an injury phase when we played them here at Lambeau. So this is a very good football team, excellent defense. Really an offense that has explosive players, especially with Cam Newton, and is very diverse. They do a lot of different things offensively. So this will be a big challenge down in Carolina. But, yes, this is week eight. You know, this will be our eighth game of the season. So these NFC games are very important.
Mike, you mentioned Newton, and he is a kind of a unique talent. When you're getting ready to play one of those type players, how do you – mimic the guy in practice? Do you tell somebody, hey, here's what he's going to do and so forth? How does that work?
Well, we usually have Julius Peppers play quarterback when we play quarterback. No, he's gifted player, gifted athlete. You really focus more on how they use him and so forth, and really the big challenge is to tackle him. I mean, he's a big, you know, strong football player, and he can make all the throws. I mean, he can make any throw from any, you know, any part of the field. So, dynamic player.
Mike, good luck against Carolina.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. And that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after the Panthers game.